Pee-wee had a pickled look from too much alcohol. But his missus kept a green stick to keep him in control. He rarely left his sunken bed in the breezeway out the back. His only job was split the wood or the missus' whip would crack. Now the woman was a mighty cook, very wide across the bum. The station kids, black and white, were allowed to call her mum. Her kitchen was a bakery for an outback appetite, for big slabs of bully beef or good old Vegemite. Some of the men were bachelors, some of the men were not. It didn't worry the station cook, she'd feed the bloody lot. Visitors from the Isar or tourists in a bus, with a huge pot of strong tea and a minimum of fuss. Now the station pet was a Brahmin bull, you could pat him on the head. He'd never seen a sail yard, he was station bred. I tried to take his picture with a stockman and a gin, but they faded into the scenery with a drought-resistant grin. To the famous brunette races, they'd head off for the fun. Where the beer flowed like a river, there was Coke and Bundy rum. The station boys were favourites to win the tug of war. The townies weren't prepared to risk another broken jaw. Some of the men were bachelors, some of the men were not. It didn't worry the station cook, she'd feed the bloody lot. Visitors from the Isar or tourists in a bus, with a huge pot of strong tea and a minimum of fuss. It's the last of the outback stations owned by a family, hard fought by a pioneer of the Northern Territory. I hope it won't be swallowed up by a public company and fade into the heat haze of outback history.